Weren't you just with her? He asked, surprised. Yes, but I left my jacket in her car. I want to make sure she brings it tomorrow. Well, give her a chance to get home first. Right, I agreed. I went to the kitchen and fell exhausted into a chair. I was really feeling dizzy now. I wondered if I was going to go into shock after all. Get a grip, I told myself. The phone rang suddenly, startling me. I yanked it off the hook. Hello? I asked breathlessly. Bella? Hey, Jess. I was just going to call you. You made it home? Her voice was relieved and surprised. Yes, I left my jacket in your car. Could you bring it to me tomorrow? Sure, but tell me what happened, she demanded. Tomorrow, in Trig, okay? She caught on quickly. Oh, is your dad there? Yes, that's right. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow then. Bye. I could hear the impatience in her voice. Bye, Jess. I walked up the stairs slowly, a heavy stupor clouding my mind. I went through the motions of getting ready for bed without paying any attention to what I was doing. It wasn't until I was in the shower, the water too hot, burning my skin, that I realized I was freezing. I shuddered violently for several minutes before the steaming spray could finally relax my rigid muscles. Then I stood in the shower, too tired to move, until the hot water began to run out. I stumbled out, wrapping myself securely in a towel, trying to hold the heat from the water in so the aching shivers wouldn't return. I dressed for bed swiftly and climbed under my quilt, curling into a ball, hugging myself to keep warm. A few small shudders trembled through me. My mind still swirled dizzily, full of images I couldn't understand, and some I fought to repress. Nothing seemed clear at first. But as I fell gradually closer to unconsciousness, a few certainties became evident. About three things I was absolutely positive. First, Edward was a vampire. Second, there was a part of him, and I didn't know how potent that part might be, that thirsted for my blood. And third, I was unconditionally and irrevocably in love with him.